chapter 11. It's a record of people and acts of great faith. As you read through that chapter, there's Abraham and Sarah, Moses, Isaac, and then in verse 31, you read Rahab the prostitute. What's a prostitute doing in Hebrews chapter 11? This chapter is considered the Hall of Fame for faith, and there's Rahab the prostitute. What does that tell us? Well, she honored God by welcoming the spies, and she was spared. Her life was spared, and she had great faith. And so with that, we're reminded that our past doesn't define us. It shouldn't define us. And she was a prostitute, but there's a new opportunity. There's a new victory, and she's going to honor God. When you think through your own life, are you tempted to go back and dive into that pool of false guilt or real guilt that shouldn't be there? Do you go back into shame? Do you go back and replay the past mistakes? God doesn't want you to stay there or dwell there, but instead it's a new day and a new victory to receive His forgiveness and the forgiveness that includes all guilt and shame and to move forward. And then secondly, here's another application. When you see other people have made past mistakes, do you judge them and hold that against them? Do you think, how could they be a Christian now? I know what they've done. Or how could they be leading right now when, 3 years ago they did such and such? Both positions are not what we see in Hebrews chapter 11. God forgives. God gives a new day. There's new victories. Rahab the prostitute is in Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith. The Hall of Fame, and that's because of God's grace.